I'm coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind, 'cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. All right, this is CITR 101.9 FM and a little show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. We're a couple of weeks on now from the Fun Drive, a big, big celebration here at the station where we raise money each week. And I think it's really worn out a lot of people. It seems like there's hardly anyone around today. I don't know where everyone is. Anyway, I'll keep it going. Keep the excitement, fun and excitement going on the radio for the next hour and a half. This is a music about Australian and Canadian independent music, and I'm trying this year to have more live guests on the show. I really feel like I got to lift my game and have more live music, because you know what? It's a wonderful thing, and it's not hard, at least acoustically. And we have three musicians who will be coming in this evening. They're part of a project called Ottawa Broda Allen, three songwriters who've actually joined forces, and it's AJ Ottawa and Jake Broda and Gary Allen, and I believe they met at an open mic and bonded and formed a songwriting partnership, and they've recorded an album already. And I don't think they've, well, two of the guys have known each other for a long time, but Gary, I think they met him just fairly recently at an open mic. And he's playing bass for this project. He's an established singer-songwriter in his own right. So I saw them play a couple of weeks back and thought I'd invite them onto the show. So they'll be down sometime between now and 7 o'clock, I dare say. Let's start with some older music, as I do each week. Usually it's Australian music, but I wanted to play Leonard Cohen. I've really not played him on the show yet, and he is the great man. He is the legend of Canadian song, and it's about time, because I'm going to go to that Firehall Arts event. There's a place called the Firehall Arts Center close to where I live, and there's a play that's going to be held there starting. It's already started. It's probably on tonight, but it's going for a couple of weeks, and it's called The Chelsea Hotel, and it's about Leonard Cohen. So it's a musical featuring his works. And apparently it's very, very good, and I'm going to go along next week. So I'm trying to get into this whole Leonard Cohen mode, because I don't know a lot about the guy, and I haven't listened to a lot of his music, and I feel that that's a great lack in my education. So I'm going to put a huge amount of effort in over the next couple of weeks. And let's start out now. Goodness, I mean, I have the essential Leonard Cohen here on CD. It's a two CD set that they had here in the CITR radio library, and I do know some of his songs, but geez, there's so many good ones, and I think I'm just going to pick one at random here, because I don't have a strong favorite, you know. I didn't grow up with Leonard Cohen, so I feel like I feel there's lack. So let's just go with something random here. Here's one called Bird on a Wire. It's track 6 from the Leonard Cohen Essential record. And here it is. Bird on a Wire. From the man himself.
Bird on the wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir. I have tried in my way to be free, like the worm on a hook, like a knight from some old-fashioned book. I have saved all my ribbons. If I have been unkind, can't just let it go by. If I have been untrue, I hope you know it was never to you. A beast with his horn, I have torn everyone who reached out for me. But I swear by this song and by all that I have done wrong, I saw a beggar leaning on his wooden crutch. He said to me, "You must not ask for so much." And a pretty woman leaning in her darkened to me, "Hey, why not ask for more?" Oh, like a bird on the wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free.
There he is. That's Leonard Cohen. I'm excited because I'm just diving into him. I've got to make up for lost time. He's the great man of Canadian song. And there is a special show that's happening at the Firehall Arts over the next couple of weeks in the evenings. And it's a musical featuring the works of Leonard Cohen. The show is called Chelsea Hotel. So I'm going to get down there and check it out. So let's play another couple of Leonard Cohen tracks. What the heck? I've got his essential Leonard Cohen CD right here that was Bird on the Wire.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Who in the nighttime? Who by high ordeal? Who by common trial? Who in your merry, merry month of May? Who by very slow decay? And who shall I say is calling? Lonely slip, who by barbiturate? Who in these realms of love? Who by something blunt? Who by avalanche? Who by powder? Who for his greed? Who for his hunger? And who shall I say is calling? Who by accident? Who in solitude? Who in this mirror? Who by his latest command? Who by his own hand. Who in mortal chains, who in power, and who shall I say is calling?
If you want a lover, I'll do anything. anything that you ask me to. And if you want another kind of love, I'll wear a mask for you.
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and die.
Okay, and we're back here on Stranded, and another track there from the great Leonard Cohen from the Leonard Cohen The Essential CD. And I'm going to be playing more tracks from this next week for sure, because I'm going to go to that show at the Firehall Arts, which is a musical all about Leonard Cohen featuring his music. And it's about time. I'm a lover of great songs, and it's about time that I really dug into this man. So it will happen. And I've got his book. Mum and Dad sent me this for Christmas. Leonard Cohen, I'm Your Man, The Life of Leonard Cohen. It's a thick one. I'm going to get through it on the bus. Yes, I will. Speaking of good songwriting, my special guests have arrived. That's fantastic. Ottaway, Broda, and Alan are a songwriting trio. And they're going to be with us a little bit later. They're setting up here, so we'll give them time to chill and get accustomed to the studio. And, yeah, this is exciting. So I'll be right back with this after this message, and then we'll get into some Australian music before we chat with Ottaway, Broda, Alan.
Hey, this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's that?
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Yeah. Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
And speaking of live music, I have three fantastic guys in the studio who I met at a live music venue here in the city of Vancouver. Ottaway, Broda, and Alan, and we'll be chatting with them very soon. But just to let you know, those two tracks there were two Australian bands who have reached out to me online. I always play, anyone from Australia who messages me, I'll always play their music because it's they put the effort in. These guys who I just played, the last track there was Lazarus Mode, and the song was called I Am Death, and it looks like they are from, let me see, I can't really tell exactly where they're from the promo here, but they're from somewhere in Australia, and their EP Ignite is out now. And the band before that is from Melbourne. You heard a track there from a band called Holiava, H-O-L-L-I-A-V-A. And I'll play more of them in coming weeks as well. They're from Melbourne. So, Ottaway, Broda and Ellen, hello.
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 How's it going?
Awesome. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us, Matt.
As soon as you walked in, I was like, yeah, this is good. Like, I got to do this more. Like, every time guys with guitars walk in this room, it's a good thing. It's always a good thing. And you're not strangers to the station, right? At least two of you have been here before?
Yeah.
I have not been here, no.
Been on the morning after show a couple times.
Right, with Oswaldo. Okay. So Gary has not been here before.
No.
But let's start with you, Gary, actually, because you, sure. You're quite an established songwriter yourself. You've been, are you Vancouver-based for a long period of time?
Yeah, about 17 years, yeah.
17 years, wow. And the story of how you guys met, you sort of alluded to it a little bit when I met you at the club, but can you tell the listeners how it all came about?
Well, we sort of hanging out last summer. We were just all playing the same bar, Sharky's in Kitsilano. And just all became really good friends. And then I was playing bass for another guy, Rob Hill. And these guys had a couple shows booked, and they said, come play bass for us. And I said, I'm not a bassist. And they said, if you play bass for us, we'll play bass for you. And then a band was born, right like that. So yeah, it's been about 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's
been wow.
Fun. We've made an album and everything right away. It's just like, bang.
That's extraordinary.
It's been fun.
Have you, is this like a new experience for you? Have you collaborated much or have you mostly been a singer-songwriter?
I've been more of the singer-songwriter thing, yeah. But yeah. I mean, I find it more fun to be playing with other people.
Yeah.
This big, it's like being part of like a really cute gang.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. And yeah. And honestly, when I saw you guys at the pub, like that's what I thought, fun. Like you guys were having fun and that's great.
Because some other friends of ours came as well and... They said the same thing, like that. It just looks like we're having like the most fun of anyone in the bar.
Well, yeah.
So and we were. We always kill it. No matter. Well, sometimes we play gigs to like 15 people or less.
I was
just pumping it up.
It's happened.
Yeah, and gigs to like 100 people. But
yeah.
Either way, I mean, we get up and we kill it every time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely the right attitude. I had a great time seeing you guys.
Yeah, we enjoyed seeing you as well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I met the boys at the Princeton pub.
Yeah.
It is. Let's get straight into a track if you don't mind, and then we'll have a chat to the other guys as well, so people know exactly what we're talking about here. This is Ottaway, Broda and Alan.
Yeah. What are we doing?
The intro. Start.
Oh.
Imagine what could be stuck in between.
the east and the west, and lies in the passion. This is only what she wanted to do. Oh, na-na-na, exactly what she wanted to be. Adventure, instead of a lion, you wrote down in scripture, just out of reach. In the east and the west coast, things that you love most, and this is only what you wanted to be. Oh, na na. Exactly what she wanted to be. Oh, na na na. Oh, na na na.
Exactly what she wanted.
Exactly what she wanted.
Go!
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
All right. Okay. We're back here.
We're back here on CITR Radio. And yes, that was live music you heard. Ottaway, Broda, and Alan are our special guests today. They're a three-piece collection of three songwriters, which is fantastic. And you can feel it in the room. You can feel three songwriters in the room. It's different. Okay, I do remember that song from the gig at the pub. What was it called?
East and West, yeah.
East and West. Awesome. How many actual songs have you written since you got together 6 months ago?
Well, we wrote them all before we got together.
Yeah, with the album, because the album happened so fast, because we already had a bunch of songs that we were already performing. So it was a matter of the collaboration of the music to try and to get these songs down and have it enjoyable and still have the essence of what was going on.
Oh, I gotcha. Cool. And just brings a whole different energy that you couldn't have predicted or premeditated. Yeah.
It was kind of like taking your songs and then putting them in a totally different light, different perspective.
Yeah.
And then making them louder.
Yeah.
And like, on drums, we had Alan Heppner, who I sort of met in the same way as just at other clubs and everything. We had played together a couple times. So I liked his feel. I liked that he could play solid rock drums. And then we had him come in the studio, and he'd killed the tracks. He did in 2 hours, 3 hours.
Yeah.
Where did you record here in the city?
Soundwave Studios in Surrey.
Right.
With John Dean.
Okay. Yeah. And we're talking about the debut album of Ottaway, Broda, Alan, which is out officially on the 18th.
Yeah, the 18th, it'll be up on Bandcamp.
And the physical CDs are on their way, and that'll be followed by a release date, TBA, and we'll keep you posted on the show. So we had a quick chat to Gary when we first got here, and now AJ and Jake, so you are long-term friends from... East
babies, yeah.
from how old?
From out east, yeah. We don't remember. It's been that long.
Wow. Yeah. So, wow, and you're just born, you're basically born to play music together. I can tell that. I remember when we were chatting online before our show, I think Jake, you said you were talking to Dusty, who put the show on, and said, "Oh, I've crossed the country dozens of times." Well, can you tell us your background? Like, where exactly did you come from, and how did you come here, and that kind of thing?
I started. I was born and raised in Ajax, Ontario, and then from there, that's like I said, where I kind of grown up with AJ, and then all my family's still back home in Ajax. And at 18, I drove to Edmonton. Edmonton's cold.
Yeah, I've lived there.
Yeah, so I had driven to Edmonton, which was great. A lot of experience, a lot of learning. The drive, I would still always put out to anybody. We've got such a beautiful country out here. And the people that you meet, and how every major city, every small city in the midst just has their own feel, their own little community, and it was fantastic. So drove back here, and then flights in the process. I came out here the first time when I was so it was probably 3 years ago, 4 years ago, with AJ, and then I'd gone back to Ontario for 9 months, and now I'm back here, and it's absolutely phenomenal out here.
Yeah,
it's a whole. Other beast out here in the west.
Oh yeah, it is. This if anyone's listening in Australia, this is Australia's different in the sense it doesn't have as many variable climates and just distinct cultures. Canada truly is like different countries. Different provinces feel like different countries. Like,
well, I think that's what inspired a lot of the AJ's lyrics for East and West, if you want to touch on that at all.
Yeah.
I wrote that when I first moved out here, and it's kind of like opportunity is yours if you want it. You know, you can do the things you want to do, and it's that coming together of East and West, and like the line even in the first verse there, East and the West and the Lies and the Passion. That's even just about East and West End of Vancouver.
Ah, okay, nice. Or it could be east-west of the country, yeah. Yeah, either or. Ah, brilliant. Well, it is a fantastic song and great way to start the show. Are you guys ready for another one? Or?
Yeah, sure.
All right, well, this is live music in the studio. Ottaway Broda Allen, three-piece for us. And take it away, guys.
So this one's number one on the album coming out. It's called My Brother.
Alright, if I was to die, my brother, pages alive, light up wildfire, static to vibe, you'll miss her. And I know what you really are, and I know where you really been. If you're afraid, then you're losing your place. Come on, fight through the night, my brother. Yeah, my brother. No, why don't you just come home, my brother? Why don't you just come home? Say, no, they'll take it away. They're flooding the gates to nowhere. And you were the child that grew up for miles. Come on, reach for the sky, my brother. And I know what you really are. And I know where you're going. If you're afraid, then you're losing your place. Cause come on, fight through the night, my brother. Yeah, 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 my brother. No, no, no. Why don't you just come home, my brother? Why don't you just come home? Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Awesome. Another passionately played and excellently written song here in the studio. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show, and you are listening to Ottaway Broda Allen, who are our special guests today. So what was the name of the song again, AJ?
That's called My Brother.
My Brother. And is that about a literal brother of yours?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. Oh, thank you, Gary. Passing beverages.
Passing beverages?
I have a little brother who has a rare blood disorder, and so he's been getting blood transfusions since he was born, and being away from him, you know, is tough sometimes. So I wrote the song when I was in Cuba with my family last year, and, you know, it was a pretty catchy riff, and I really liked it. It kind of has a Matthew Good kind of feel to it.
Hmm.
And, yeah, I threw down those lyrics just to express that feeling. But I try to write my songs that they're general enough that, people can have their own meanings to them, right?
Yeah.
I'm expressing something within myself, but leave it open-ended enough so that other people can experience that same feeling in their own way.
Yeah, that's right.
I sang with them for months, having no idea what it was about. I sing it, I have other images in my head, like my best friend Chris, whatever. And, so then when he told me that, it was quite a touching story.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, and it adds extra power to it, definitely. Yeah, well, thanks so much, guys. And you mentioned just before the AJ, like you said, Matthew Good there, and the next thing I was going to ask you guys is about influences. Given that you are from Eastern Canada, can you fill us in on maybe some artists from those parts who you grew up loving or sought to emulate when you first wrote songs? And I say this because since I've been here, I've been inundated so much with West Coast music, which is a wonderful thing, but to all intents and purposes, the East almost doesn't exist to me, just because I
shoot.
Well, besides them, you know,
we're influenced pretty much entirely Norwegian death metal.
I knew it.
No, they're actually very diverse. We come from different backgrounds.
Yeah. I honest to God, like, all the bands I grew up listening to is all the British rock bands, like Queen, Bowie, Beatles, Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, all that kind of stuff. As far as Ontario bands, but yeah, the Tragically Hip are good. And I saw them at a party once in Kingston when I was 18, before they made it big.
Whoa.
And honest to God, I thought to myself, these guys will never, never make it.
These guys are going nowhere.
Dead wrong. So I was dead wrong on that. But
wow.
I love them now very, very much. But yeah, honest to God, I'm personally influenced by many Canadian bands. It's all the British bands I love.
Yeah, yeah.
Or all the Seattle bands.
Yeah.
Like Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam.
I can hear Alice in Chains in you guys.
We get that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
We do Nutshell sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Well, one thing back home, especially around Toronto area, is that the indie scene out there, it's pretty damn good. Like, I just saw a band called Chiodos, and they're from Michigan, I think. And he even said, like, you guys are lucky to have as many good hard rocking bands that you do. And it's true. Like, Boys Night Out was a band that I really liked growing up. You may not have heard of them. They're kind of, they were kind of like hardcore at first, but then they went to more of a pop punk kind of feel, but still very, like, they did a rock opera CD.
Whoa.
Just phenomenal. So I remember playing a lot when I was younger too, but we do have a lot of talent. I was just back home 2 weeks ago, saw a local band, and the music was just excellent. I kind of had this feel of Coheed and Cambria, kind of something with an acoustic, you know. Mm. Just rocking though.
Yeah.
So we're pretty fortunate.
Totally. And I'm curious too, like in times past, your other recording projects, have you been operating in different styles?
Sure.
Like I know you do the acoustically well. Have you played in punk bands or various styles? Like what
I used to be in a hardcore band.
Yeah?
Yeah, like a post-hardcore band.
Yeah.
I was doing all the screaming and a little bit of singing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty heavy stuff.
Last recordings I did were like completely like just very almost like classical melodic
acoustic stuff.
Yeah. And the song that of mine that we do on the album, I did a version of it then, like completely like mellow, like really laid back.
Yeah.
And I sent the version of here to the producer that did that, and he's like he didn't recognize it for like the first half of the song.
Yeah,
because it's completely like it sounds like Kiss now.
Yeah. that's the magic of songwriting.
It's all about the attack.
Yeah.
You take the same chord progressions but just go at it a different way, and it's like totally different.
Totally.
And Jake and I last year worked on some like a home demo CD, so we were kind of restrained by the lack of equipment, but I've added a few things now. That was called Promethean.
Hmm.
It had 10 tunes on there.
Yeah, there was a lot of hard work, even in something like that, that, you know, between the two of us and AJ sitting there spending hours, you know, not just, like, fine-tuning is work with his production, but, again, just trying to get it right with, it's right bare bones, you know, that was one of the neat things going into the studio for decades, Rain Liberty Rock, was just, it's beautiful. You know, like, it's this huge, massive studio. He's great to us.
Yeah, very nice guy.
Yeah.
Nice guy. But, yeah, at least to say, you know, give AJ 5 years and, you know, we'll just be going over to AJ's for the next album, you know. It's nothing, so.
Well, and I'm just curious about the album title, actually. Decades, Reign, Liberty, Rock. It's got a cool classic feel to it.
You should see
it.
It
sounds
cover.
Like the title of a greatest hits album.
Yeah, it does.
Well, in a way it is, Gary.
In a way it is, yeah.
Yeah.
And the cover of it, your guy's friend Marley did the cover for it. It looks like a Queen album.
Yeah,
regal.
It does.
We had gone with the idea to
have a crest.
Yeah. Oh,
and you'll notice it's got three guitars,
a griffin,
as opposed to like
three and a lion.
It's got like an old English, maybe it's old English from
when they sent it to
the 1200s.
You've got to be kidding me! It looks like this the cover of like Queen, A Night of the Opera.
It does.
My favorite album, the first album I ever bought when I was a kid with my own money. I was like, how would this woman know that I love that?
So there goes the decades part of it.
Okay. And I mean, it could be a tattoo. That could be a tattoo.
Well, we're going to put on a shirt.
Yeah, it'll look badass on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Well, exciting stuff. This is Ottaway Broder Allen in the studio. This is CITR Radio, and they've brought their acoustic instruments down. How about another track?
Sure.
Yeah.
You want to switch up?
So yeah, these are versatile guys. We're seeing guitars being swapped right here live. We have Gary who was playing bass, and let's see what's happening. He's handing his bass to AJ, and Jake is picking up AJ's guitar. So now we have Gary and Jake on acoustic.
Oh, sorry.
And listeners are going to hear another live track.
We play musical instruments. musical chairs, but you know, maybe we swap in.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. Thank you.
this is for a good I used to know. Not a word was said, charade to the unknown. And my time alive will be my time to feed. But you won't. You are so far from here, and I was lies, and yet was her I found. Yeah, we shed so many words. Ha ha! I miss it somehow. I'm alive. It'll be my time to feel about you all.
On March 15th at Vancouver's Rickshaw Theater, several acts will take the stage and sing the songs of Pete Seeger in tribute. Acts include The Sojourners, C.R. Avery, Company B, Ben Rogers, Brother Bob Sumner, and more. Tickets are $10 in advance and $15 at the door and are available at High Life, Red Cat, Zulu, and Neptune Records or online at northerntickets.com.
So we've got some pretty expert swapping of instruments in the studio because two of the guys have been here before, so that's a good thing.
I catch on quick.
You do.
I'm a quick learner.
You are. That was Gary who just spoke, and he was Gary who just sang the last song and is called...
And played lead.
He did. That song is called Here. Is there anything you wanted to say about the song, Gary?
Yeah, I wrote it for a woman I knew 24 years ago. My only true love in life. She broke my heart. It didn't work out.
Yeah.
But just the first woman I was ever really in love with, I guess.
Yeah. And
all the tunes I write are about that one woman. Yeah, I don't know where she is now or anything. But
I have heard this, that this is a real possibility that you can. I've heard this. Other songwriters have said a similar thing. That pain, that emotion you can hold.
One thing, I last summer I wrote, learned the song, song by U2, I forget which one it is, All I Want Is You, actually, yeah. And I looked up online and it's like described as a torch song, like when you're holding a torch for someone that you love that went away, and I realized that's all I'd sing about, is that one woman that...
Yeah,
I
yeah.
This so is I'm a torch singer.
Yeah, I wonder if, just before you guys walked in, I was playing Leonard Cohen, and I wonder if he's he sings a lot about love and heartbreak,
yeah,
and
yeah.
You know, And do are you a Leonard Cohen fan?
I love Leonard Cohen. I sing Hallelujah quite often.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's hard to hit that high note, but if I warm up properly, I can do it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's essential. Like, and now myself, writing songs, and I actually relate to what you're saying. Yeah, I've written songs after being heartbroken, and I'm like, I guess if you're going to do that, you got to listen to the expert, the man who started it, Leonard Cohen.
Where do you find a lot of your inspiration, like recently in your songwriting?
I guess real life things. Like, I mean, the one I'm most proud of is when I visited family last summer in North Dakota and tracked down our family farm and discovered that it's trashed and people no longer live there, and it looks like it's been taken over by a methamphetamine operation. No, this is for real. Like, and that was... So I wrote this song that I felt genuinely heartbroken about, the loss of family heritage and home and all that kind of stuff, and, you know.
Oh, yeah, that would spark a string for sure.
Yeah, yeah, like the blues. This is writing a blues song. So I guess, you know, I mean, I've heard people say you can write a song about anything. You can write a song about walking down the street to buy a loaf of bread, but you can.
I agree, because, you know, there's always the question, like, what makes the people who are famous right now good?
Hmm.
You know, what is it that they're doing that is making them money and making them successful? And I'll tell you, like, this, the crap that they sing about, you know, you can literally write a song about anything.
Yeah.
As long as you put it together well and the production value's there. So that's a shame that it's just glossy music that essentially can be crap, but it sounds good, you know. At least the melodies are there and the music quality and the tones are there. So... Yeah.
The engineer on the album, he was like, oh, everything's got to be perfect. It's got to be exactly like
on
to the
time,
beat, on time. Yeah. Everything's got to be perfect. And we're like, we don't want to make cookie cutter music.
And
he actually said to us at the end of it, he was like, you know, you guys were right. I mean, like, because we've got all these weird things on the album that are just like human nature things happening that sound really good that wouldn't have happened if it was like to the note, perfect.
Yeah.
Like, when you switch over and in the parallels of, let's say, you write a tune about walking down the street, and let's say everybody loves it, and they're like, oh, wow, you know, I walk down the street. and then you parallel that with, let's say, something you've written that was within your heart. You know what I mean? It's a difference in ears, because somebody sees that, and no matter how it's done, when it's done with soul... in your heart, people notice that, and they're like, that's, you know, I can feel them, you know, and that's 100% important if you're going to create even music that you want respected within a musician's ears. You know, let's say if it comes to clientele, because, you know, you can sit there and make something that people are just going to bump a fist to in a club, you know, or...
Yeah.
And you know what? The Spice Girls sold 30 million albums, and I don't know one human being... I don't know who the hell bought those albums, but I mean, yeah, cookie cutter music is dead.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, it's sort of like now that anyone can do it, it's going to have
a playing field.
It does. Yeah. Now it's going to have to put a premium on genuine emotion, because that's the only thing that's really going to matter. In the end,
I like the occasional techno song.
Yeah,
you know, and some of these guys are very talented at what they do, and I can respect them as musicians and professionals and
100%.
Artists. You know, but there's only a handful. And then that kind of music is so easily done. So you know, you can do a lot with it for sure. It does get complex, but to make a techno song, you could do that in an hour if you wanted to.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it's a pleasure to have you guys in the studio with real instruments playing real songs. And I hope that this is going to kickstart a whole new era on the show, because I've done a lot of in-person interviews, but a lot of it's been on the phone and stuff, and not a lot of instruments. And I'm hoping this is going to kickstart me. So thanks, guys. You're the first of many.
Oh, well,
you got a great time slot here.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Primetime radio.
Exactly. Anyone listening out there, if you're a local musician, just get in touch. We have a blog, ozstrandedradio.com. Please send me an email. And we've got... Actually, we have. Since I chatted to you guys, I've approached two more people. The next 2 weeks we have guys coming in. Leonard Pennyfold, who's brilliant singer-songwriter, and Corey Owen, another local songwriter I met at an open mic as well. So, yeah, this
Those
is it.
Those open mics are good.
That's how we all met. That's how you guys met. That's right.
Yeah, Gary wandered over, pulled up a chair, and was like, "We're just going to push tables together. We're all going to party."
I remember that.
I was like,
right. "You will party."
You will party with the Gary.
We've still got a bit of time, so I know we have one of Jake's songs is up next. Is that right?
Yeah, yep. I'm gonna play Given Right Raise a Fist.
Okay.
Test run.
Yeah, it's one of those musical instruments things again.
Hi, I'm CJ, CITR's campus coverage coordinator.
Hey, this is Duncan from Duncan's Donuts.
This is Robin Allum, program manager.
I'm Lucy Clarkson, and I'm in the student executive.
And my name's Steve. I was just standing out in the hallway.
Hi, my name is Brenda. I'm CITR station manager.
Hey, my name's Andy Resto, and I'm the digital library coordinator at CITR.
My name is Hugo, and I'm the volunteer manager.
Hey, my name's Eleanor, and I'm the sponsorship coordinator at CITR.
This is Ryan Rozelle, president of CITR's student executive. From all of us at CITR, we would like to acknowledge everyone who donated to this year's fund drive. With the help of listeners like you, we raised $39,201.79. And for that, we would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys. You're the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. What is this even for?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for supporting CITR.
All right, so we're back here on CITR Radio. This is a station down at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, streaming online at citr.ca. And the show's called Stranded, so I broadcast Australian music and some Kiwi music and a lot of local music from Vancouver. And you heard one more track there from Ottaway Broda Allen, and they are our special guests in the studio. And that was Jake Broda, who was on vocals for that song, which was called Give 'Em a Right, Raise a Fist.
Yeah, Give 'Em a Right, Raise a Fist.
That's a cool title. What's the inspiration behind that?
I've always wondered. Talk to me, buddy. I've been friends for a long time.
No, it's open interpretation. You know, take example.
Bit of a protest song, isn't it?
Hmm. Yeah. You know, and it's geared enough to be able to push it towards interpersonal relationships as well as something against the fact that, let's say, you know, you did have a farm and, you know, all of a sudden it's getting outsourced to an airport, right? Mm. You know, government takes your farm. What do? You have a right to it.
Mm.
And you gotta
stand up. The government was right in taking it.
So they say.
They're listening, Jake.
Give the government the land.
Big Brother's watching.
Yeah, no, so either way, I feel that we all have our individual right to have a voice and stand up for what we need. It's not a police state.
Hmm.
This is not
I think
America.
That song really does. That's pretty much where we got the title from, is we took all the songs and we named out the themes.
Mm-hmm.
And in his song, it's definitely like independence and freedom and, you know, fighting for something. So Rain, Liberty, Rock, all these words inspire different thoughts. And it really puts together what we were trying to do in the album.
And they're consistent all the way through. Like those three words, you can look at every song and there's one of them in it.
Hmm.
You know, go on. You're liberating your fucking heart.
Yeah, college radio. Sorry, kids. Don't try this at home.
It's just the C word.
Catholic.
But yeah, there's because there's one of the lyrics there, like swallow your cuffs for snuffing your like our flames, our flames of our given right. And when we were recording in the studio, it made me laugh because Gary was in doing his
what are you singing there?
Yeah, what are you singing there? Yeah, it was like, swallow your cuffs for snuffing the flames of our given right.
Yeah, it was like, I'll sing the line after that. Yeah. It's my favorite song to play live.
Yeah. Well, and...
when we first started playing together, I'd get this riff in my head every day at work. I'd be like, oh, what is that tune? And then after 3 years, I was like, oh, that's Jake's song. I always got it in my brain. It's a catchy little
That's a good there. Sign for a songwriting collaboration. Yeah. That's
you
what you want.
You wrote the other dudes, too.
Yeah. Yeah, very healthy. Well, thanks. Thanks, Jake and AJ and Gary from Ottaway Broda Allen. So they have a record out called Decades, Rain, Liberty, Rock, officially released on the 18th of March, 2014.
Tuesday.
And actually, thankfully, Gary brought down a copy
of the disc. So it's a world premiere.
World premiere. And you guys were saying that this is a...
This is the heaviest song on the album.
This is the heaviest song.
Sorry, and just for the chance that I may not have a chance to do this.
Yeah.
On behalf of the band. I love you, Australia.
Yeah.
Thank you. Suck
there,
up.
There are people I haven't had a chance to broadcast to in Australia. Yeah. So I'm happy to
every interview you read with bands, they say they have like the craziest fans in the world in Australia.
Really?
Yeah. Metallica says it's just like insane there.
Yeah.
I love Silverchair growing up.
Yeah.
He did.
That band was like, they just got cut down by people because people thought they were just too much like Nirvana. But
it's not his fault that he looks like that.
He did
but
look
they were
like
14.
Well, that's right. They were.
If I was 14, I would have loved to have been able to be that good.
Yeah, well, exactly.
That's the thing.
When I was 14, I sucked so bad.
It's interesting. Actually, David Love Jones, who does the show after me, owns Vinyl Records downtown.
Oh,
and he
really?
Just told me that Frog Stomp album, he got 5 copies in on vinyl, and he sold them out within a couple of days. So,
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
It's classic rock now.
Yeah.
It's 90s is the new classic.
Yeah, 90s is
the new retro, and we are going to fill that.
Well
there's going to be a void in rock music soon. Yeah. There's a lot of old bands, and like you look in the paper, and what do you see? April Wine, and like
all
these old bands. And yeah, they're entertaining, and their music's still great, but...
But they're 70.
But yeah. It's not going to last much longer, and who is going to fill the void?
Us.
Yes. Well, what better time than to segue into this track then? Because
check this out, Australia. We'll come see you soon.
Right? Okay. Ottaway Bro to Alan. This is track 8 on the record.
Yeah.
Called
You're Right.
One night of being myself, I thought I'd get you, now to get you off of my back. And after all this time, I should have figured out faster. Then I could get you, now to get you off of my back. And all these nights we've been waiting for all the nights we've been waiting, there's something here like a metaphor. But it's just not escaping. So we're gonna burn it down. We're gonna burn it down. We're gonna burn it down. Cause it's just not escaping. You're right. Oh, there's nothing in it for me. You're right. Always, always.
back on all this now. You never listened, you never listened. You can never change my mind. Goddamn, I know you're right. Looking back on all this now, you never listened. You can never change my mind. Goddamn, I know you're right.
Three shots of your best bourbon. And have that Russian waiter I like bring it over.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Tune into CITR 101.9 FM every Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can also find the podcast on CITR.ca, iTunes, and my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com.
All right, we're back on CITR Radio. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show, and we've had a live set today from Ottaway Broda, Alan, and this will be up on SoundCloud probably over the weekend, and you can find that through my blog, ozstrandedradio.com, and down on the left-hand side, there'll be a tab for interviews, and you click on the names, and it'll take you to SoundCloud. So this will, I was just saying to the guys off air, this will be on the internet forever until World War III, then it might disappear. But it'll be up for at least 6 months until that happens. Until the Russians come. So anyway,
the Russians aren't coming.
Or, anyway, we have strong protest music to fight them off now.
Yes.
And thanks to Ottaway Broda Allen.
Well, you know, a little history fact is that a part of war is actually hijacking another country's culture. And rock music did that to the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
That's a big reason why they wanted to separate and break off. The people were done. They wanted capitalism. They wanted the rock music and the girls and all that. That was a big part of it.
Seems as though
psychological warfare.
I believe that. Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Wow. We'll always have music.
But our music's about peace.
That's right.
Peace.
Yeah.
So
the album is called Decades Reign Liberty Rock by Ottaway Broda Allen. And you just heard there on the CD, that was the radio debut track 8, which was called You're Right. And you can catch the guys around town. We'll announce shows here on the show. Jake or one of the boys will let me know. And yeah. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thanks for
having us. It's been a pleasure.
It has been fun. And I'll play for you now. We've only got a couple of minutes to go, but one more track here from another local band called We Found a Lovebird, and they're playing tonight at Lana Lou's.
We were hoping for MG Graveyard.
Who are they?
Doctor.
In joke. Okay. So this is a band called We Found a Lovebird, a local band playing tonight at Lana Lou's in Vancouver. Thanks, Ottaway Broda Allen.
Thank you.
For coming
Cheers,
in.
Cheers, buddy.
I'm worried that I won't make it. And I'm worried they're not gonna take it. I bluff my way into the big time, and now I've got to deliver. I bluff my way.
syphilis. Conjurers keep tricking us, dumbing us down, force feeding us. Immorally so heinous, inconceivably devious. Yes, led by the idiots. They got us like idiots, wrapped up in the tedious. Trophies, achievements, through the pains of bereavement. For the ones who ain't eating, what does it really take to be a human being? Cause humane the meaning, demean the meaning. The name of claiming, claim is bailing. Overboard and they're drowning. I feel the fever of the hunt and no fulfillment. I'm blindly failing at the devils and demons, trying to kill them, searching for my place. Through all their pages I search. I know you don't and can't see the evil work, but believe the evil works. Look how they smirk and let the evil work. And it works. And it works. And it works. And it works. I dream of a puppet severing them strings. I dream of a puppet severing them strings. I dream of a puppet severing them strings. Chorus the malady, tremolo insanity, expose the epitome of vulgar vanity. Slowly the sickness seeps into a sanity. So simple can it be? They will know again. Our melody's misplaced. We are before all names, feeling someone watching the same. One will always try to fight, though these mortal pains cry out the nightmares in the night.
Okay, so we're out of time here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. The last song there is by a New Zealand act called Scalper, and it's their latest single called Puppets. So I hope you like that, and we'll probably play some more Scalper in the coming weeks. Thanks so much for listening in. This has been Stranded, and we have David Love Jones up right now with African Rhythms. Good night. We'll catch you next week.
Attention, class, settle down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.